From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe grapples with a deepening migrant crisis. Hungarian authorities shut down the main train station in the capital Budapest Tuesday, which has become a main entry point for thousands of mostly Middle Eastern migrants trying to reach Austria and Germany. Hungary is also trying to control the migrant flow by erecting a lengthy border fence with Serbia. Meanwhile, German police official Rainer Scharf at the border district of Rosenheim near Austria said Tuesday authorities are prepared for the mass migration to continue. Germany expects to take in some 800,000 people this year. Chancellor Angela Merkel has called on European countries to quickly come up with a joint asylum policy, which she said should would include setting up migrant registration centers at crucial transit points. South Africa's parliament averted an impeachment proceeding Tuesday against President Jacob Zuma over his government's refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who visited in June. The government failed to detain him as ordered by a local court. Musi Mamani is leader of the opposition Democratic Alliance.
The constitution of our country proceeds for impeachment proceedings in this constitution when a president commits such a serious violation of our constitution.
But Linwe Zulu of the ruling African National Congress opposed the motion.
I wish to state from the onset that the African National Congress will not support this motion. It is a motion aimed at discrediting the leadership of the African National Congress as led by President Jacob Zuma.
The South African government insisted Mr. Bashir had immunity while attending an AU event. Mr. Bashir under indictments by the International Criminal Court for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide over the conflict in the Darfur district. This is VOA News. Two more Ukrainian National Guard officers have died from wounds caused by a grenade blast during Monday's violent protests outside Parliament in Kyiv. The death toll stands at three. Monday, nationalists clashed with security forces as lawmakers voted on constitutional amendments giving greater autonomy to parts of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
We welcome the actual vote by Ukraine's parliament on these draft constitutional amendments on decentralization. This is a key component of them continuing to fulfill their Minsk commitments. We haven't seen on the part of the separatists or Russia. And then secondly, we strongly deplore the violence that took place in the aftermath of that vote.
The protesters denounced the reforms as un-Ukrainian, saying they'll effectively legalize rebel control of eastern Ukraine. An award-winning Azerbaijani journalist who reported extensively on high-level corruption was sentenced Tuesday to 7.5 years in prison. Khadija Ismailova, former Baku bureau chief for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, was convicted of financial crimes, including tax evasion and embezzlement. Her lawyer says the charges are political. He will appeal. Asian markets experienced another day of volatility today following Tuesday's major global equity sell-off in light of further evidence of an economic slowdown in China. The Shanghai Composite Index plunged more than 4% at the opening before recovering. Tokyo's key index ended lower. Scott Kennedy of the Washington-based Centers for Strategic and International Studies says China has played a big role in the global economy, but things are changing.
It's going through a massive transformation, and they've had big problems with their stock market. The devaluation of the renminbi a couple weeks ago left folks spooked. They're not sure that Chinese leaders are good managers of their economy anymore.
In London and New York Tuesday, shares lost some 3% in value. While the price of oil plunged, European markets have opened generally higher today. North Korea has denied apologizing for a landmine explosion that wounded two South Koreans, saying Seoul risks hurting bilateral relations if it implies otherwise. The North's expression of regret over the attack was a central part of a deal reached last week to end a period of tensions. Pope Francis has directed priests to absolve women of the sin of abortion during the upcoming Holy Year of Mercy, which begins in December. In a letter published Tuesday before the Jubilee year begins, the Pope said he knew abortion is experienced by some with a superficial awareness, but by others believe that they have no other option. He declared priests can give absolution to women who repent with a contrite heart. Scientists at the World Meteorological Organization have warned that the current El Niño weather phenomenon could develop into one of the strongest on record. El Niño event involves a shift in winds in the Pacific along the equator every few years. It can result in severe drought in some places and heavy rains in others. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.